WKJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. Let's recap some high school sports from the weekend this morning first. Take a look at wrestling first. A massive wrestling tournament held over in Council Bluffs. The Council Bluffs Classic held at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs over the weekend. Friday and Saturday saw Olathe North of Kansas total up 517.5 points to win the first place in the team competition. Apple Valley, Minnesota, St. James Academy of Kansas, Grand Island, Nebraska, and Fort Dodge were the top five teams. Also locally, among the area teams that finished in that meet, Lewis Central placing 7th, Glenwood was 9th, Thomas Jefferson placed 11th, Atlantic Cam placing 17th, Missouri Valley was 25th, Underwood 27th, Abraham Lincoln was 31st, and St. Albert placed 32nd among the teams in that huge wrestling meet. A lot of local place winners as well. Lewis Central had 7 different place winners in that meet over the weekend. Also among the place winners, Marshall McDermott of Atlantic Cam placed 7th at 126 pounds. Nick Rounds of Mo Valley was 4th at that weight class. Also from Atlantic, Reed Nichols was the runner-up to Matt Malcolm of Glenwood at 152 pounds. Cody Kingery of Underwood placed 4th at 160 pounds, with Anthony Sherry of Glenwood placing 6th. Glenwood's Isaac Bales was 7th at 170 pounds. Also, Glenwood had Zach Hagstrom placing 4th at 195. Atlantic Cam's Keegan Hosfeld placing 8th at the 220-pound weight class in that meet on Saturday. Also in Saturday wrestling, the Riverside Bulldog tourney held in Oakland. Millard West of Nebraska was the champ with 239 points. Logan Magnolia with 218 was 2nd. Also, Papillion La Vista South was 3rd, Riverside 4th, Guthrie Center placing 5th. There were 13 teams in that tourney. Among the individual champions from the local area, Gabe Holbein of Logan Magnolia wins at 126. Tucker Blummel of Riverside, the champ at 132. Josh Hopkins of East Mills was the champ at 152. Riley Wallers of Logan Magnolia wins at 170. Exira EHK's Evan Hansen won the title at 182. Eric Jorgensen of AHSTW wins at 195. And Cale Crowder of Guthrie Center was the champ at 220 pounds in that Saturday wrestling meet. Also Saturday, some high school basketball play around the area. In boys hoops, games involving Hawkeye 10 teams saw Creston beat ADM 67-50. Glenwood beat St. Albert 73-64. Harlan over Blair, Nebraska 63-46. And in overtime, it was Red Oak edging Clarinda Academy 76-74. In Rolling Valley Conference boys play Saturday, Peyton Sherdan defeating Cam 80-46. Arweva beat Charter Oak Ute 84-33. Coon Rapids Bayard over Woodbine 73-40. Glidden Ralston beat Adair Casey 51-50. It was Boyer Valley over West Harrison 57-37. In Saturday girls hoops from the Hawkeye 10, Red Oak beat Clarinda Academy 59-4. It was St. Albert over Glenwood 57-46. In Rolling Valley Conference girls play, Cam over Peyton Sherdan 49-43. Adair Casey beat Glidden Ralston 59-35. Arweva 48-25 winners over Charter Oak Ute. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Woodbine 61-37. Also Boyer Valley over West Harrison 81-52. In men's college hoops yesterday, Iowa State fell behind by 8 in the opening half, raced out to a 27-point lead, and then held off a furious rally by Southern for an 88-78 win in Hilton Coliseum.
Just disappointed in how we came out of the blocks. But it's not totally unexpected when you have an emotional game like we had at Iowa. I remember playing in that series and then having to bounce back either on a win or a loss in play shortly after, and it's not easy to bounce back. I talked to our guys at length about great teams do two things. They put tough defeats, you forget about them, and great wins, you got to put them behind you.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg, who was a little worried about a letdown. George Niang at 18 points. Bryce DeJean Jones returned from suspension to finish with 18 as well.
It's good to have him back out there. I didn't think he was great. I thought overall getting out and running on the break wasn't what he had been doing. Hopefully we'll get back to that. We're going to watch film after take tomorrow off. We'll watch film on Tuesday and just show him some things of, why we had that slow start. But he's got to get out and run. Use that athleticism, use that burst, and he's got to do it consistently.
Well, Cyclones are 8-1 on the season with that victory. Elsewhere in top 25 college hoops yesterday, fourth-ranked Louisville beat UNC Wilmington 68-57. Number 7, Villanova over Temple 85-62. Tennessee upends number 15, Butler 67-55. 17th-ranked Washington beat Eastern Washington 81-77. Number 22, West Virginia over Marshall 69-66. 24th-ranked St. John's, a 74-53 winner over Fordham. Alex Smith threw for 297 yards and a couple of scores, and Kansas City shut down Derek Carr and the Oakland offense as the Chiefs beat the Raiders 31-13 Sunday, ending a three-game skid. Nile Davis had touchdowns running and receiving. DeAnthony Thomas returned a punt 81 yards for another score as the Chiefs got even for a 24-20 loss to Oakland last month. The Chiefs led 10-6 early in the third quarter before scoring three touchdowns in 4 minutes and 42 seconds. The last was a 70-yard throw from Smith to Davis, who had taken over the majority of running back duties after Jamal Charles took a shot to the head. Charles appeared to pass concussion testing and returned briefly to the game. The Chiefs are 8-6 now on the season. Well, the New England Patriots, Denver Broncos, and Indianapolis Colts are division champs after picking up wins yesterday. The Patriots claimed their sixth straight AFC East title as Tom Brady threw two touchdown passes in a 41-13 pounding of Miami. The AFC West crown belongs to Denver after newcomer Connor Barth drilled 5 field goals in the Broncos' 22-10 triumph over San Diego. And the Colts wrapped up the AFC South crown with their 12th straight win over a division rival, beating Houston 17-10. Elsewhere around the league, Cincinnati humbled Johnny Manziel 30-0 over Cleveland. Buffalo beat Green Bay 21-13. Baltimore over Jacksonville 20-12. Pittsburgh over Atlanta 27-20. Carolina beat Tampa Bay 19-17. The Giants over Washington 24-13. The Jets beat Tennessee 16-11. Detroit over Minnesota 16-14. Seattle 17-7 winners over San Francisco. And Dallas outscored Philadelphia 38-27. A big part of the Green Bay Packers' great teams in the 60s has passed away. The team has confirmed that Fuzzy Thurston has died at the age of 80. He played on 5 Green Bay teams that won the NFL championship in the 60s and was best known for his blocking on the Packers' famed power sweep. He was also on the 1958 Baltimore Colts squad that beat the Giants in the NFL title game. Police say they've arrested a 22-year-old man in the fatal shooting of Auburn football player Jaquel Leonard Mitchell at an off-campus apartment early Sunday morning. Auburn Police Captain Will Matthews issued an agency statement saying that Markale Deandra Hart of Camp Hill, Alabama, has been arrested on a felony warrant charging him with murder. Police also disclosed in the statement that Mitchell received multiple gunshot wounds to the chest. Iowa State defensive lineman Devlin Cousin has been suspended indefinitely from the team after being arrested and charged with simple domestic assault. A police report shows Cousin was arrested late Friday night on charges of domestic assault and obstruction of emergency communication. In a written statement Saturday, Cyclones football coach Paul Rhodes says he was aware of the charges filed against Cousin and that Cousin had been suspended indefinitely under the school's student-athlete discipline policy as the school gathers more information on the case. Ames police tell reporters that Cousin was arrested for pushing his girlfriend to the ground as she called 911. The 6'2", 290-pound Cousin played in 9 games this year, racking up 12 tackles. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.